But there was one piece of forensic evidence that wasn't scrutinised. A stain on the pillow found beneath Meredith's body. A stain that looked like semen. Salecito's defence team wanted it tested, but their request was refused. I asked the prosecutor, Giancarlo Castagliola, why.
For a very simple reason, that sperm is one of those substances that lasts over time. We must remember that Meredith had a boyfriend, so it would have taken us onto another path that made no sense, because it's not possible to determine when this kind of substance might have been deposited on something. It would have misled us entirely.
I think it would be crucial to carry out this kind of test because it might reveal an unknown DNA profile that has come from an individual who has no innocent reason to be in the flat. I find it remarkable that this wasn't done, actually, because if the defence make a request for some work to be done which may exonerate a suspect, then naturally you would expect this work to be carried out.
If you were judge or jury on this case, would you be satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that the DNA evidence you've seen points to guilt?
No, absolutely not.
Have the investigators made the mistake of selecting the evidence to fit their prime suspects? Raffaele Salecito says yes.